Contact has been running a series where we have invited all 12 candidates for city council to appear. We've been having them two at a time. Today we have Dave Lombardo as a guest, and we had invited Mr. David Volpe, and he declined to participate. So today we'll have Mr. Lombardo only. We'll go ahead and get to the questions after this message.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
So before we get to our first question, I just want to mention, and I failed to do so before the commercial break, the 12 candidates that are running, we have 7 Republicans, 4 Democrats, and 1 nonpartisan candidate. And today we're going to be interviewing Mr. David Lombardo, who has been an active campaigner for his hopeful new position. So let's start with the questions. And introduce you, Dave. I'm sorry. Dave, thank you for coming. Very nice to see you.
Thank you, Pat, for having me.
You're welcome. First question is, what would you say is the biggest impediment to an effective consolidation of Sandy Township into the new city of Dubois?
Yeah, Pat, I would call it more their challenges. Impediment's kind of a negative connotation. Consolidation was sold as being efficient. And I'm an efficiency nut. And I want to be sure no one's taxes go up. That was another thing that they had said with consolidation. I will be vigilant that we don't get personnel increases happening at the expense of raising your taxes. But I want to stress maintaining fairness to the new city employees. Vigilance is important since now our assessment has doubled and consolidated. The city has a lot of room to raise the millage. In the past, Dubois had hit the millage maximum. I want the new city government to maintain fiduciary responsibility and not overspend the budget. Want to develop a city vision so projects are centered around both Old Sandy and the city of Dubois. If this doesn't happen, there can be discontent, you know, among residents. Even though the budget has to, by law, be developed by present members of the Joint Council, and the plan is to prioritize projects in a joint vision, at this late date, there never was a vision developed, at least at the last meeting I attended. I will be watchful to assure that taxes do not go up, and you're going to keep hearing me say this, and that the priorities are not set on the old boundaries, but on what is the real priorities. If on the new city council, I require the council re-review the budget and set a joint vision and be sure it is addressing priorities in the entire city.
Next question is, once the township is fully consolidated into the new city of Dubois, are you aware of any changes that will take place in bringing the township under the rules of the third class city code? Certainly there must be some changes.
Each entity has had separate ordinances and codes, and a committee is looking into this. Also, the consolidated fire departments have a committee looking at grants and other type of funding. One of my strong reasons for running was to make sure our fire departments are taken care of. I have passed on some leads on funding that may or could in the future be available to them as a third-class city. I'm going to state that I'm not an expert on third-class cities, but I am a fast learner and will jump in and look into all aspects and ramifications. One of the main changes could be the political structure on deciding on the form of government. Right now, we're looking at, or I'm hearing, that we're going to have a council manager. But there is the ability to have a mayor also in terms of running the city with his staff. Another, which is kind of a concern but give us flexibility, is the ability to have tax flexibility, like raising earned income, which again, as I stated, I'm against raising taxes, but maybe it's something to look into instead of real estate taxes with folks on fixed incomes, maybe a good option at the next, if the net tax with any increase on one taxation over the other is zero. And I want us to see consolidation efficiencies help us through the first few years of keeping our taxes stagnant. There's a committee looking into taxes, but nothing has been released or given to the public, myself included. There is also grants that might be available to a third-class city.
And that kind of ties into our next question. What savings do you see the potential for with the combined city-township?
First, I want to state I believe that we need to be fair to the employees of the new consolidated city government. They are the ones who keep things going. But I need to stress, I want to be sure we don't get what I say is personnel creep or increases. I made a comment several months back at a joint session when the present council agreed to hire a full-time HR position when we had a person in Sandy and one in Du Bois each doing it halftime. My first question I asked them was, why wouldn't you just adjust their work schedules? You have a half, makes a whole. So one does the HR and the other one picks up the other duties. I really didn't get an assurance of why that was being done. This is what I'm calling as job creep. We're supposed to be more efficient than that. During the last meeting, they were explaining the budget process. When asked when will efficiencies kick in, I was kind of disappointed. I was told sometime in the future. I don't see future. I mean, we've had several years of talking about consolidation. Why would that be the future? I say we should have already developed a plan, and if nothing has been developed, then the new council, when they come in on January 6th, needs to make this a priority and move ASAP on trying to combine savings. And also, this will be a process, and I'll be working with other council members and also staff and employees, department head employees. They know where efficiencies can be made. Sometimes you just have to ask them.
That's a good point. Communication leads to information. Next question is, what do you expect to happen with taxation? Do you expect the township areas to go up and the cities to either go up or down? Or do you see both areas staying largely the same? It does sound like there's going to be something different happen in the future, as you just alluded. But sounds like there might be.
They've already talked about this the other day at the meeting. They showed some numbers and they says your taxes for the city, those might go down. The people in Sandy might go up by 30%. I kind of addressed this, and again, that's another major reason I'm running, is to make sure consolidation does get cost savings through efficiency. I'm adamant about not increasing taxes. I have not been privy to what the tax committee is doing. I did ask to participate, but wasn't given that opportunity. Wasn't happy about that because this is was a big issue before I even decided to run. This is my primary concern. No one's taxes go up due to consolidation. Those who proposed the consolidation at the early stages basically said Sandy and city residents' taxes would not go up. And they said the city might go down a little bit, but and so would Sandy's. But they never said that, yeah, we're going to raise yours. I'll be the voice reminding all that of that commitment. You kind of know me. I don't give up on an issue. And I won't give up on that issue. I do not want to hear, and this is the famous thing, inflation made us raise your taxes. And to me, this is a total cop-out if someone tells you that. We are all battling inflation, making hard choices. And since not everyone is getting higher wages, or many seniors are on fixed incomes, I do not want to see people potentially lose their homes because we're taxing them at a higher rate. Now, with that said, the millage and Dubois City is higher than Sandy's, and by law, they have to be equal. So there needs to be, by law, one millage rate. But basically, what I would like to see is, since they have to be the same, I'd rather Dubois, through efficiency, would then have to go down, and Sandy's taxes, from what you had this year, would be stagnant. So I think there's some flexibility.
Well, thank you. Our area has benefited from having a strong fire department. This has led to quick response times, lower homeowners insurance, and a general sense of being cared for. What do you plan to do to ensure that we continue with top-notch fire protection in the new city of Dubois?
Yeah, not only fire protection, but police protection. This is the second major reason, and I'll probably reiterate that in one of your other questions, that I ran. The fire department was one of my major concerns, and why, like I said, I finally decided to run. I've already spoken up with the present joint council that I want to have sufficient support, i.e. funding, for our fire department, and they are treated fairly. I made my decision at a meeting where we had a presentation by a Harrisburg group on how the fire department should consolidate. We weren't allowed, nobody, including the firemen, it was a packed room, to make any comments. That just turned me off. And I decided when I walked out, I would run. And I think the fire study was poorly executed. I've done a lot of studies overseas. I've done a lot of studies looking at efficiencies in various aspects, more in the forestry and the firefighting areas. And you ask people, you communicate with people. And I don't believe the fire department was given that opportunity or as in depth as it should have been. I think it did a disservice to all the men and women who volunteer. I hold them in high esteem. I will support the new city fire department and push to be sure their voices are heard, not some Harrisburg study opinions. They can look at them and they can make their own decision. I have already talked with several fire stations and listened to them about their concerns. I will continue to make this a priority and listen to the fire department. They know what is needed and have the skill level, not a council or a mayor. I want to add also that our police department is also given priority for our limited resources. You become more efficient. A safe, well-protected community will help attract new people and industries into our community.
Next question is, what would you say is the best way to improve the budget shortfalls? Is it strictly to raise taxes and fees, or do you have a better solution?
Yeah, I've said it several times, so I guess I'll be redundant. The new city council management, either a mayor structure or a city structure, has to be diligent and held accountable for meeting a budget. And once we do that, I will be emphatic that we meet it. Again, I don't want to hear inflation made us do it. Look at priorities. You need to have priorities and aim for them. If they end up in the red, there needs to be repercussions. I mean, you can't just overspend all the time and continue. Thus, my short answer is no, we'll not raise taxes. We need to look hard at promised consolidation savings through efficiencies and non-redundancies. We talked a little bit about the HR position. This should have already been scoped out since talk of consolidation has gone on for years and implemented, but don't believe it has been. At least I have not been shown a viable plan. If past council didn't do this, then the new council needs to jump in on getting a committee comprised of citizens, employees, management with expertise to do this. I kind of mentioned that before. Then council has to make hard decisions on what the priorities are. Unfortunately, the budget will already be developed for 2026, but the new council should look at it and make necessary adjustments. If mega companies, by combining, can reduce their costs, then a city of this size should be able to do the same. Cost cuts via setting priorities and cost savings is the best way.
You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7. You're on the Contact program with Pat Shea as your host, and today we have Dave Lombardo, City Council candidate. We're going to go ahead and wrap up after this message.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Thank you again. You're listening to Contact on Connect FM at 96.7 or 99.7. Today we have Mr. David Lombardo, candidate for City Council, and we have our last question. Mr. Lombardo, what would you say is unique about you that suggests the voters should vote for you over the other 11 candidates?
I'm running, Pat, as an independent. Always been an independent. Although I'm listed on the ballot as non-partisan, and my name is David Lombardo, and I'm the last name listed under Council of Du Bois City. So you'll find me there just before the write-ins. You don't have to write me in. You can check my little box. Get a little PR there. Thus, I will bring new, what I see myself as bringing new and fresh ideas to the council. I will not have the wounds of the first consolidation go-around. I have unique skills from doing over 18 years of complex auditing for certification for various industries who handle any type of forest products. I'm a forester by trade, but I've gone into printers, sawmills, I've gone into box manufacturers and stuff like that. So I see all these industries and everyone has a different setup. And I have to audit through some of their stuff and it's kind of complex. So I have to learn it, and then I have to move on and understand their industry. So that would be helpful. I had the opportunity to work in Namibia, Africa, with three nations. It was a few years back to help facilitate a cooperative agreement amongst them in fire protection. I dealt with three different languages and cultures. And you think about being difficult to deal with. And they didn't like each other very much at times. I will spend the time reviewing and questioning all proposals to be sure to bring to the table a final decision that will benefit everybody. I am a strong supporter of our fire department and committed to see they are treated fairly, I felt the fire department study was poorly executed. I will support the new city department and push to be sure their voices are heard. I am honest and upfront about issues, especially when I see something that isn't right for the residents of the new city. Pat, we've worked and talked together, kind of know each other, and I don't give up, and I speak my mind, sometimes maybe too much. Also very important, I will review and analyze all issues we are voting on. Too many people on boards and councils just sign off, and it drives me nuts, on what the manager tells them is best. I will read it.
Thank you, Mr. Lombardo, and thanks for coming on the show. To wrap up, I get to give my little canned speech about the importance of this election. This is the first time that we have had the consolidated City of DuBois Council election. This is your first opportunity to set things on the right footing for the future of the new City of DuBois. I encourage everybody to listen to each candidate's comments and to seek their background and their knowledge and abilities. And I would encourage you all to listen to these recordings. They are online on the Connect FM website, and you're able to pick 7 out of these 12 candidates. You're not required to pick 7. You could vote for 1, 2, 3, whatever number you wanted. But I encourage you to make your vote count. Think, research, know what you're doing. Let's get the best people that we can on the new city council. You've been listening to Connect FM. I'm Pat Shea, your host, and today we had Mr. David Lombardo, candidate for City Council, and I hope everyone has a great day. Thank you.